Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WOLX.com with Brain Strains on Demand here, because we know your morning is busy. It's frantic. You got to get into work on time, get your family ready for their morning. So here are the questions and answers posted daily. This morning's question, we found a new survey that said this is the number one food we all know how to make.
WOLX Brain Strain, good morning.
Good morning.
We know you can handle this one. In a new survey, this is the number one food we all know how to make.
Frozen pizza.
Frozen pizza. My favorite.
That's my husband's
specialty.
That's his specialty. That's his gourmet specialty, huh?
Yep.
What are his favorite toppings on that frozen pizza?
Oh, I don't know. He likes everything. Sausage, pepperoni.
You know what? I don't blame your husband. That's not our answer, but thank you for that this morning. Huh? Thank you for that guess. Boy, that's one of my favorite things to eat, Terry. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. On the Brain Strain, we're asking in a new survey. This is the number one food we all know how to make.
Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Yes. That is still a favorite to my everyday I could.
That's a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a broadcaster's budget right there.
Yeah.
Wow. Mac and
we're
cheese.
We're still like on a college budget, aren't
yeah.
we? Like
what's
ramen
the other?
Noodles.
Ramen noodles, Jared. That's the other one.
Oh, yeah. Good old ramen noodles.
Ooh, we just gave you another hint there. It's not ramen noodles, not mac and cheese. And what was the first one? Pizza. Not
okay.
pizza. So thanks for trying the
yeah,
brain strain.
Thank you.
Yep. WOLX, hello.
Hey, how you doing? Is this Jim?
It's Jim. Who's this?
This is Guy, Chef Guy from Stuff's Restaurant.
Ah.
We got the crew working again.
Excellent. Oh, okay. Let's do it.
What do you think of this new survey? This is the number one food we all know how to make.
Well, let's see. Chef Iris says spaghetti. I say chili.
No.
So I don't know.
Not spaghetti or chili.
Ooh, good guesses, spaghetti. Though.
Yeah, are either one of them any good?
Those are not correct.
Oh, but
I tell you what, they're good to eat. They're good to eat.
They're good to eat.
Once again, Terry, the guess is making me hungry.
My waitress is going grilled cheese.
Ooh, God, I love grilled cheese with tomato soup.
Yeah, with tomato soup.
Ooh, that's good.
But
stuff.
No, not that.
Not it either, I don't think.
God bless
right.
you guys. Yeah, have a great day.
You do the same.
That's funny.
The same
have
thing.
A great day.
Classic Hits, 94.9 WOLX. You've reached the Brain Strain. Hello.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm good. What do you think in this new survey? This is the number one food we all know how to make.
I haven't never screwed up peanut butter and jelly yet.
Good for you.
Oh, hey, that's a great guess.
I was just wondering, you two, do they still make the peanut butter with the jelly built in? Do you remember that?
Yeah, they call it goober.
Goober jelly.
No.
Yeah, is that still around?
I think so. My kids don't like it, but yeah, it's grape and peanut butter.
Yeah. I got to find that. I'm craving that right now.
Oh, no. Because
you know
we've
what?
Been talking about food, Jimmy.
It is not peanut butter and jelly. That is not it. Thanks for trying the Brain Strain here at 664-1949, Terry, for Beach Boys concert
mm-hmm.
tickets. That's going to be a good show.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
It makes it feel like summer already.
Yes. Love it. Just talking about
just
it.
Just talking about the Beach Boys. Hello.
Good morning.
You want to go see the Beach Boys?
I do.
Who doesn't, right? What do you think? In the survey we found, this is the number one food we all know how to make.
Eggs.
Oh.
Be specific.
Scrambled eggs.
There you go. Scrambled eggs, Terry, is our correct answer. Scrambled eggs, the number one food we all know how to make.
Isn't that funny if that's like one of the first things you learn how to make, too?
It was. The first
how
thing I ever,
that?
Ever cooked on my own when I was like maybe 11 years old was scrambled eggs. Yeah. And I got it right. Oh, my gosh. That is it.
Nice. Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you think? Scrambled eggs for the Beach Boys.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you enjoy scrambled eggs?
I do, and I love the Beach Boys.
Oh, good.
Oh, awesome.
Good. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Tracy from Boston.
Excellent, Tracy. You are going to the Beach Boys.
You nailed it this morning on the Brain Strain. Scrambled eggs, the answer we were looking for.
See, now I want some scrambled eggs.
No, I'm really hungry right now.
Oh, my gosh.
We're talking about peanut butter and jelly and pizza and mac and cheese and grilled cheese.
I
got to go eat something.
Yep. So if the show is quiet the rest of the time, it's because we went to breakfast.
We left. We left.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.